Shine FM, live and local.
Designs by Sharon has been delivering smiles for over 29 years, and now is your chance to pick who they deliver a smile to. Text the word SMILE to 620-342-5863 to be entered to win a smile bouquet from Designs by Sharon.
KVOE live and local, good morning on a Tuesday. It is 821, 25 degrees. And it is time for Tech Talk, being brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
We're for people with plans, whatever they are. We all love to dream bigger, brighter, and always better. At Emporia State Federal Credit Union, we'll work with you to make that dream, however crazy, a reality. So whether it's a thoughtful gift, a brand new car, a vacation at the lake, or just getting a little more every day, we'll help you get it. It's time to open your eyes to a credit union. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
And welcome once again to Tech Talk. And we're normally joined by Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty. But Karen is out of the office here for a couple of days. So we are very pleased to be joined by Lisa Kermer and Mike Crouch, who will take over Tech Talk duties here this morning. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Mike, hello.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are doing all right. Well, things obviously progressing on a couple of different fronts, which is why we brought Lisa and Mike both in. And Lisa, let's start here by talking about COVID-19, really, I guess, procedures and protocols now, especially after masks went optional a week ago.
Sure. So things are going really well. We actually haven't had any active cases here on campus. We're going on week three, and we have made masks optional. We do, you know, still have some employees and students who are choosing to wear masks, and that's great. And then depending on the situation in a classroom or office setting, if an employee, you know, feels that it's best that people mask up, they're able to ask students and coworkers to mask up. And I know our Division of Health, of course, our dental assisting, dental hygiene, practical nursing, our EMS, if they're working with patients, they're, of course, masked at all times.
Lisa, from your perspective here, maybe I should just ask the question, how long had you been considering maybe going to a mask optional approach before the CDC started making its recommendations here about 10 days ago and the switch went live last week?
Sure. Well, we have really been relying on guidance from the CDC all along. And so when the CDC changed their guidelines and Lyon County was no longer in the high transmission category, and currently I think I just looked yesterday and we're still in medium, and according to CDC, as long as you're in the medium or low category, you do not need to be wearing masks. And so that's really kind of been our guidance that we have followed all along throughout this, and we will continue to follow. And so if that would change, we've written into our protocol that we could ask people to mask up again, you know, if the situation here in Lyon County changes.
Lisa, have you noticed any more bounce in people's steps out there now that masking is not required?
It's just nice to see people's smiles.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I would see people in the hallway and I'd say, I'm smiling at you. You can't tell because I have a mask on, but I'm smiling. And then usually the person I was talking to would say, I'm smiling also. And so now it's just, yeah, it's nice to be able to actually see people's entire faces and see their smiling, beautiful faces.
Well, it certainly does make a difference. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And Lisa is the Vice President of Student Services, Financial Aid Director out at Flint Hills Technical College. And let's bring in Mike Crouch, who's the Vice President and Heads Advancement at Flint Hills Technical College. And Mike, I'll say this before we get into specifics on the Flint Hills Technical College Gala that is slated for next month at White Auditorium. That I've been to a couple of events here so far this, you know, the past month, Mike, and people are excited to be out and get out and are having a good time. So I think that bodes well for, getting a good turnout at the gala coming up next month.
Oh, I think you're right, Ron, and what an exciting night for the zoo last Friday, and, you know, what an unbelievable event, you know, they were able to have, and tremendous success, and so I think you're right. I think folks in the community are just, they're excited to get back out to doing some normal things, and I think they understand the need to want to support some of these organizations, and honestly have had a pretty tough couple of years.
Well, on April 22nd is the big date coming up, Mike, and how's planning going?
Things are going really well. You know, we're moving along. We're about 6 weeks out from the event, so you know, things are progressing. Tickets are on sale. People are starting to get their tickets purchased to the event. I fully anticipate the event will sell out again this year, so things are going.
What's the format going to be here for April 22nd, Mike? Are there going to be significant changes back to more a pre-pandemic normal that you've had in years recent years past, or still some vestiges of COVID-19 protocols that'll be in the mix here for that big event?
So that's a great question, Chuck. And you know, I don't anticipate a lot of COVID protocols this year. However, we did do a couple of things last year when we were doing some of the COVID protocols that really we found out people kind of liked. And so we are planning for full attendance. Last year we limited the attendance. This year we're going back to full attendance. But if you remember, prior to the pandemic, our hospitality culinary arts program and students had always put on a large buffet line type dinner. And last year, due to COVID, we did a plated meal. And the response that we got from folks was they really enjoyed that. They enjoyed having that served to them and not having to stand in the line. And so we are going to keep that, which honestly gives us a lot more floor space down at White Auditorium to be able to have more tables and more folks in there. The other thing that we did last year was we moved the silent auction up to the little theater as opposed to the hallway. And that was another change that people seemed to really enjoy. There was more room for them to maneuver through that and to check out all those items. So those are a couple of things that I think are here to stay.
Well, you mentioned tickets are on sale now, Mike. How can people learn more about the event itself and get the tickets?
You bet. So tickets are available. They can be purchased through our website at fhtc.edu/foundation. Certainly, they are welcome to call our office if they need some assistance, and that number is 620-341-1380. Those are on sale now, but we will have our invitations will be going out in the mail this week to all those folks that have been a part of this in the past, and so many folks will be getting those in the mail as well. But ticket prices have not changed any from the last several years. It's $60 for an individual ticket or $440 for a table of eight.
Now, if nice. People want to get the tickets, how can they acquire them?
Yeah, so basically just, you know, going. We will be mailing the tickets to them prior to the event. So if they go online and purchase their tickets, they'll get a confirmation that they have been registered for the event. And then about a week out from the event, we'll be mailing out their, it's actually their bid number serves as their ticket. The nice thing is now with the online system that we use and the mobile bidding, if they have gone on and pre-registered themselves and entered their credit card and done all the things necessary, which 90% of our guests do, they don't have to stop in at check-in anymore. They just show up at the event, walk in, and they're ready to go, which makes it a much more enjoyable event for everybody.
Mike, do you have some auction like item highlights already that you want to kind of tease folks with, or is that going to be coming here within the next month or so?
Yeah, we can talk about a couple. I think there'll be a lot more to talk about here over the next few weeks. I think Andrea Cahoon, our Alumni and Annual Fund Coordinator, will be coming on the radio at some point, and she'll maybe want to dive into that a little more. But, you know, a couple of exciting things. We have our welding students and faculty, along with the assistance of Orton Construction, have custom built a high-top table with two bar stools that's going to be really nice. And it'll be done where they can be put outside on a patio or you know, inside a basement or whatnot. It's going to be a really nice piece. We have a bar that's been donated by Guion Showcase that, you know, if someone's looking to upgrade their basement and put a bar in, you know, it's going to be really nice. We have a timeshare to Branson, and we're working on kind of a package to go along with that. So, of course, as always, will, you know, Abora Wheeler's coming through with, you know, with some pies. So I think there's going to be a lot of really, really great things for people to partake in.
It is always a great evening. There's a reason why they call it a gala, because that's exactly what it is. It's an outstanding night, a wonderful event. And before we let you go, Mike, we have to talk about why you're doing this event. Where do the proceeds go?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's the important stuff, right, Ron?
Yeah.
It's, you know, this event is all about students. And as we all know, education is critically important. You know, we know what a critical role Flint Hills Technical College plays in this community and for a number of students. And we also know how costly education is and how challenging it can be for students to attain that degree. And so, you know, the goal of this event is to be able to provide those educational opportunities for those students and make sure that we're here when they need that assistance. And, you know, we've seen that really front and center over the last 2 years as we've gone through the pandemic, that not only is it critically important that we continue to turn out graduates to support our local business and industry, but we need to continue to support those students to help them get to the finish line as well.
Mike, is there a specific fundraising avenue, or is it a fundraising destination here? Is it one of those things where this is going straight into scholarships? Is it going maybe some other ancillary services here, or is it all going to scholarships?
So it kind of goes a number of places. We have our general scholarship fund that helps kind of that recruitment scholarship piece. It also goes to help with things that we need to do in terms of upgrading labs, equipment, you know, supplies, things, you know, things that the faculty and students may need to make sure that we can provide, you know, all of those opportunities for those students.
All right. Well, Mike, remind us of the details, the when and the where and the how much.
Yeah. So, and before we jump into that, I do want to make sure we mention that our presenting sponsor this year is Simmons Pet Food, and we really appreciate, you know, them stepping forward. They've been a tremendous partner of the college for a long time, and so I want to make sure we give them a shout out for everything that they're doing. So again, the event is Friday, April 22nd. Doors will open at 6 p.m. Tickets are $60 for an individual or $440 for a table of eight. You can go to our website, fhtc.edu/foundation, or you can call the foundation office directly at 620-341-1380. I will say that we have more sponsors this year than we've ever had. I think tickets are going to sell out quickly. So if people are interested, I would certainly not delay and wait till later in April to get those tickets.
Don't slack.
Don't do it.
That's what we need to do. Do that today. All right, Mike, always a pleasure, and we'll certainly be talking much more about the gala here in the coming days and weeks. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Ron and Chuck, for everything you do.
All right. Lisa, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Good to visit with you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, Lisa Kermer, Vice President of Student Services, Financial Aid Director at Flint Hills Technical College, and Mike Crouch, Vice President Advancement at FHTC, in with Tech Talk with Flint Hills Tech College President Karen Darty, who couldn't be with us here this morning, but will be back next month. Our Tech Talk program brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. ESFCU, the educated choice, with two convenient Emporia locations. Good morning, it's 8:34.
The White House today is expected to announce a ban on Russian oil imports, toughening the toll on Russia's economy in retaliation for the